Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klamim Hey Simon Aleph. I want to clarify one point that I said left off in the last year. The Chayodim's Shita Halacha Lemaisa is that, but Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa, even the passive kind. I just wanted to point out that the Erinim Machlokes which we have in Halacha, whether Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa or the Rabbanon, that seems the only scenario where we're dealing with the passive type of Tzar B'Lechaim. Everybody agrees that Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa, talking about actively causing pain to an animal. But there is a Machlokes in the Gemara where the Tzar B'Lechaim passively is the Rabbanon. There's a Machlokes Hal Paskin, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah's opinion seems to be Maskana that Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa. And the Chayyarim in Hechel Shabbos says explicitly that Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa. The Chayyarim restarts his numbering system from the beginning of Hechel Shabbos. So the first Chalik of Chayyarim goes until Simon as Samach Zion, I think. I'll tell you one second. Simon Samach Tes. Klaus Samach Tes. And then he starts over again. So in Klaus Nun Tes of Hechel Shabbos, he says explicitly that Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa. So, okay. So the Chayyarim says the following. Osir l'adam lechol klum asher yitzen maichol l'behema v'ofers shemezono son olav. The Chayyarim says that a person is not allowed to eat anything until he takes responsibility to feed the animals which are his responsibility to feed. This behema and ofers. So people have to be aware of this. People who lived on farms, obviously this is very relevant. They had a large amount of animals. They were not allowed to sit down to their meal in the morning until they had arranged for all of the animals that the animals should receive their feed. But this applies to a person who has a pet, a person who has an aquarium. All of these would have the same halacha as well, that a person would not be allowed to eat until he takes care of all of those which he has responsibility to feed. Now, what about an animal which doesn't belong to him, but he has responsibility? So the simple example would be he was made a shliach. The owner goes away, and he says, "Can you please feed my cat?" So they have responsibility to feed the cat. They would have this halacha, that since it's Mazona son of a love, he has responsibility to feed it, so he will not be allowed to eat until he does that. Let's say a person appoints a shliach, the other way around, the person owns the animal, but appointed a shliach to feed the animal, that would be sufficient as well. That's Farish in the Gemara. The Gemara actually gives this example of this halacha, of the Isser to eat before one feeds. The Gemara says, in the context of halacha of Hefsik, so a person says Hamotzi, and then realizes that he has not fed his animals. So he can tell somebody, go feed my animals, and then he can eat. Because once he's passed the responsibility of feeding to the other person, at that point in time, he is no longer responsible for the feeding, and therefore he's allowed to eat. The Gemara says, that's not a hefsik between the bracha and the hamotzi, because it's a tzarech achila. He's not able to eat until he takes care of that. So since it's tzarech achila, it's not considered a hefsek between the bracha and the hamotzi. So that's what the Gemara gives that example. So you see from that example that it's possible to pass on your responsibility to somebody else and be removed from this halacha that you can't eat until you feed. Who are you allowed to pass this responsibility on to? So this will depend if you hold Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. When the Gemara has a concept in halacha called chazaka, shliach, or shechusa, they have a right to assume that the shliach has done that which he's been told to do, or he will do what he's been told to do. However, the Gemara says we rely on that chazaka when it's dealing with a din rabbanon. We do not rely on that chazaka when it deals with a din raisa. So if Tzar B'Lechaim is the rabbanon, so a person could say, I passed on my responsibility and feel confident that he'd be allowed to do so. If you hold Tzar B'Lechaim is the Raisa, it seems to be that a person would have a problem relying on this chazaka of Shliach HaShishichusai. Furthermore, this chazaka of Shliach HaShishichusai doesn't apply to only if it's by the Rabbanans, we can be Samech HaNakotan. By the Raisas, we're not Samech HaNakotan. So an example of this would be if a person buys a pet for their child, the person really owns the pet, not the child, and the person says, I bought this pet to teach my child responsibility, and he's going to take care of all of the needs of the child, of the animal. Well, that's very nice, but the mice, you cannot rely on the kata to take care of this responsibility, which you have as the owner, as the true owner, to take care of that this animal is fed. So it comes out that the person would not be able to, since we pass on Sarbachem Deraisa, the person would not be able to pass on that responsibility onto the child. Okay, so this halacha becomes rather relevant for many, many people, above and beyond the example of a person living out on the farm. So the Torah says the language of that the Bershom says that I'm going to first feed your animals and then I'm going to feed you. So Chodal learned from this, if that's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu acts, that he feeds the animals and then he feeds the human being. So that the human being is first, has the same responsibility to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to first feed the animal, and then he can only then eat himself. Okay. And he said, "Ein lel klal, hey simen yud aleph im havi hefsek bein bracha birchas amotzi lachilo." He discussed this before, the lachos of brachas, that's not considered a hefsek, and like we mentioned from the Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos, over there also he's in the Masechtas Brachas, and over there he also mentions this idea, the idea that Tzar Bal Chaim could be as a din deraisa. Again, he says it explicitly, clearly, that Tzar Bal Chaim is the raisa in Hilchos Shabbos. That even passive Tzar Bal Chaim, the example over there is the animal which has fallen into a pit and is in pain, that we are allowed to overcome many Yisurim of Muksa, etc., in order to alleviate the pain of the animal, because Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. The Mishnah passes this way as well. Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also passes like that. The Shulchan Aruch Rav also passes like that. And it seems to be the consensus amongst the Poiskim, Halacha L'maisa, that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. Okay, we'll talk about this more about Hashem in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.